Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is bring versus take. Many listeners have asked me to talk about today's topic. Here's a caller.
Hi, Grammar Girl. It's Clint in Chester, Virginia. I have two children reaching high school age, and they still don't know the difference between bring and take. Can you put that on your web? Thanks.
Thanks to Clint and the others who've asked similar questions. I also found a comment from a man named Farrell especially interesting. He's a foreigner, and his impression is that everyone in his unspecified home country knows the difference between bring and take, and it's just us Americans who don't seem to be able to get it right. I don't know if that's true, but I'll take his word for it and try to do my part to fix the problem. Whether you use bring or take depends on your point of reference for the action. The quick and dirty tip is that you ask people to bring things to the place you are and take things to the place you're going. As one listener named Simone put it, you bring things here and take things there. For example, I would ask Aardvark to bring Squiggly to my party next week, and then Aardvark would call Squiggly and ask, "May I take you to Grammar Girl's party?" I'm asking Aardvark to bring Squiggly because I'm at the destination. From my perspective, Aardvark is bringing someone here. Aardvark is offering to take Squiggly because he's transporting someone to a remote destination. From Aardvark's perspective, he's taking someone there. Here are two examples that help me remember. First, think of a restaurant where you can get food to go. It's often informally called takeout. When you get takeout food, you're moving the food from your location, the restaurant, to somewhere else, a destination. And it's takeout food, not bring out food. You're taking the food to a destination. Second, if I'm sitting at home feeling lazy, wishing dinner would appear, I would say, "I wish someone would bring me dinner." I imagine Pat stopping at a restaurant and getting dinner to go. From my perspective, he's bringing me dinner because dinner is coming to my location. I suspect that one reason some people are confused about bring and take is that there are many exceptions to these basic rules. For example, idioms such as bring home the bacon and take a bath, and phrasal verbs such as bring up, bring about, take down, and take after, don't comply with the rule that bring means to cause something to go to the speaker, and take means to cause something to go away from the speaker. Nevertheless, when your point is that an object or person is moving from one location to another, the rule is that things are brought to the speaker and taken away from the speaker. You ask people to bring things to you and take things to other people. You ask people to bring you coffee and you offer to take the dishes to the kitchen. You tell people to bring you good news and you take the camera to the beach. Remember Simone's trick. You bring things here and take things there. And take and there both start with the letter T. As an aside, the past tense of bring is brought, as in, he brought me flowers. In some regions, people say brung or brang, but that isn't standard English. Finally, an interesting note is that the words come and go follow rules that are similar to those for bring and take. Come is like bring. You ask people to come here, to come to where you are. And go is like take. You tell people to go away, to move away from your location. Aardvark and Squiggly will come to my party. And when Aardvark calls Squiggly, he'll say, "Let's go to Grammar Girl's party." That's all. My email address is feedback@qdnow.com, and my voicemail line is 206-338-GIRL. I use voicemail messages in the show, like the one from Clint at the beginning of this podcast, but I don't return phone calls. So if you leave a voicemail, please leave your email address in the message if you want me to try to respond. Thanks for listening.